Let's go with the Supreme Court one. That one is interesting to me.
Okay.
I need you to break down the details of their rationale. Well, I get that it broke 5-4, but as you were pointing out, you're saying that the reason why it broke 5-4 is interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, what basically, it was a 5-4 decision. The crossover votes it's really 5-3-1 is how it broke down. But Basically, Barrett and Roberts crossed party lines and voted with the Democrats. The usual suspects, Alito and so on, voted with the president. And basically, one, I think it's Gorsuch, I could be mistaken about that, voted against the president, but like on different rationale, which was based on a 1940 statute revising birthright, clarifying some rules about birthright citizenship. But what was fascinating to me was basically Roberts, who wrote the decision, said that their thinking was that this was settled, that basically the court settled this opinion, not that the court settled it back in the 1800s, but that the 14th Amendment's language was clear. And therefore, they kind of like reheard it and relitigated and redid the ARC decision kind of from scratch to clarify it. But I have to admit, I was disappointed. To me, regardless of where you stand on birthright citizenship, the President of the United States should not have the constitutional power to erase a major landmark Supreme Court decision or a constitutional amendment with an executive order, with a stroke of the pen, without even getting congressional input, much less approval. And that's not what the court looked at. I mean, and what's also, frankly, this should have been a 9-0, easy peasy. You can't reverse a constitutional amendment that's been backed up by numerous important court decisions with, like your King Louis XIV. You shouldn't be able to do that. And, but really none of the justices had a tremendous problem with Trump's approach here, with the methodology. It's not the methodology that went down. It was just birthright citizenship is a promise that was made back in 1868, shortly after the Civil War. If you're a freeborn citizen of the United States, you're in, and we're just reaffirming that, which means that like this leaves the door open for Trump to use executive orders or any president to try to overturn, an act of Congress or that's been signed into law by a previous president or a constitutional amendment. I find that to be flirting with dictatorship.
It's like the enabling amendment in Germany, right? Mm-hmm. Where you effectively made the president a king. Mm-hmm. You said that the president could do pretty much anything through executive order. An executive order is not meant to be that way, right? Like an amendment of the United States that is put in by 2/3 of Congress in order to get an amendment through. Amendment is above a law. And he's effectively waving it away with an executive order.
2/3 of the state legislatures also vote for it, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's not
widespread. Yeah, I mean, this means it's like for anything to be a constitutional amendment, it has to be something that basically the vast majority of the country is really into.
Yes, so much so that you have to go through like lifting weights. Like it becomes a structure of the Constitution at that point. It's like you're adding on a limb. Like it's not a law, right? It's not a minor trivial thing. Mm-hmm. And for an executive order, something that a president could just eat it out, they've made it as if, Trump had legitimacy in making this edict against something that was an amendment, when really we shouldn't even be having this conversation. This should be, as you pointed out, 9-0, because it's not even something that is up for debate with a executive order. I mean, unless they're saying the executive orders are that powerful, like that we have a new power level in the Marvel Universe in this case.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, like this is extreme, but let's take them at the word for a moment.
Imperial presidency, right?
Should executive orders be able to do that? Like, meaning, because, and maybe no. What the fight is over is what how far can executive orders go? Maybe that's the fight, or that's the war.
Maybe we need a constitutional amendment governing that issue, because, I mean, and this would be something, I mean, obviously Congress would have to have a veto-proof majority to do, and it would have to pass Supreme Court muster. But it's, I mean, the Supreme Court has already kind of ruled in favor of Trump's wide discretion, for example, to say, hey, you know, I can strip the Haitians and Syrians, hundreds of thousands of them, from temporary protected status. It's kind of like the president an executive order. My understanding of this is that the idea of it was, well, the government has the ability, has a lot of stuff going on, and it needs to prioritize some things over other things. And where the executive order comes in is it gives direction to the government to say to the various government agencies and departments to say, a priority of the Thomas administration is we're going to do this, and we really want you to focus on this thing, and maybe you don't need to focus on this other thing as much. And that's not what's going on now. I mean, this is a, you know, repeatedly Donald, I mean, this was a breathtaking, you know, power grab. I mean, you're literally trying to change the nature of the country. I mean, who gets to be a citizen is literally, I mean, it's the most basic aspect of what constitutes a nation state. You know, it's like who comes and goes, right? Who, you know, who comes in, who gets to come in. But like, what happens to people who are born here? Are they in the club or not? I mean, I would argue it's actually a bigger deal than whether or not you get to vote. You know, because literally it's about your future personally as an individual, and it's about the character of the nation state. You know, voting, the truth is, like, elections are never settled by one vote, right? So, you know, voting's not that important. This is a big deal.
I think both are important. I mean,
that's important.
That's more of a philosophical argument. So I'm not even going to touch that one. That's a super interesting conversation, though. No, it's a power grab. It's an extreme power grab. I mean, it really does boil down to, look, from my point of view, power is always taken. And if a government effectively enables a president to rule like a king, then the president will most likely rule like a king. And going forward, that power has now been taken. Like, whether it's the president deciding to declare war as an imperial president. Okay, well, Congress is supposed to hold the purse strings. Congress doesn't pull the purse strings, hence we have an imperial president. All of them have been that way, meaning Obama, Clinton, well, Obama, Bush, Biden, et cetera. They've taken the power, in which case that is now just kind of looked at as a property of the president. I mean, they passed the War Powers Resolution, and Trump was like, yeah, whatever. He didn't care because he knew they were going to do anything about it. No, I agree with you. If, from my understanding, though, executive orders become law the moment they hit your registry. Right? Or correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know if law is really an accurate way to put it.
I don't mean law in a
policy,
sense of like
go into effect, right? Yeah, they go into effect right away, right?
Right. And so if the president said you're not a citizen in this country under an executive order, I guess that was always a fight that needed to be meted out on how far executive orders go. But they never really had that fight. They entertained this as being legit.
I mean, so let's put this into perspective here, right? We are one vote on the Supreme Court, one car accident for, you know, Sotomayor away from this changing from the, you know, having a different outcome. There's definitely arguments, you know, good, valid arguments, both in favor and against birthright citizenship. To me, that's not the issue here. Me, it's about the president's ability. I mean, if the country decides, it wants to go in a different direction with birthright citizenship and it wants to amend the Constitution again, or at least pass a law in Congress and, you know, see if it passes constitutional muster at the court. Okay. That's the decision that the country has made. And that's a political discussion, but this is illegal and constitutional. And going to the, you know, issue question that goes to the fundamental character of this country. It's not even just separation of powers. It's literally like, is this a dictatorship or is this an authoritarian state or what is this? I mean, I don't recognize, I don't think, you know, Richard Nixon would have dreamed of a presidency that had this level of power. In fact, I don't think he would have approved of it. And he wanted as much power as he could get. But I think, you know, he had enough respect for the system and the Constitution that he wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah, well, again, I made this point of saying we need to get out of this idea of good faith actors. Like, meaning this stuff needs to be done in a way where you assume bad faith. Yeah, something has changed. I keep saying, like, corruption over time gets worse as people get more used to the system. And this revolutionary verve of how you see yourself and standards that you have, they erode, especially when you can get something out of it, when you realize that the more they erode, the more I could get out of this particular system. It's an imperial presidency. Like, I don't know another word for it. Like, they are effectively saying the president is a king. And he can do pretty much whatever he wants under executive order. If that's true, meaning you can ignore the amendment. The amendment is not the issue, right? It's whether or not the presidents can just blow it off and just say, you know, this is now null and void because I say so.
Yeah.
And then the Supreme Court comes back and say, not whether or not the president has the right to do that, but more on like the merits of it or something like that. It's just very strange.
It is very strange.
Very strange.